ride Friday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in Jesus' mighty name on Worldwide Christian Television Network tonight. Also want to say hey to Ronald Mortensen and all the guys at High Desert State Prison. Love you guys. Appreciate you guys. Your best days are ahead of you in Jesus' mighty name. Let me say hey to the chat. Right, let's see. We got Axel 1978. Kamala laugh makes my skin crawl. You're not the only one. Mike Griffin is on. Neon Widow is on. Todd Suff is on. Jersey Dude 1966 is on. Itching my groin with a rumble rant. $10. Thank you, Itching. Appreciate you. Let's see. Aphrodites is on. Laura Jean Lynn is on. Buckeye Nut 1968 is on. Drummer for Jesus is on. Wendell Levitt is on. Gritterdom is on. Dana 59 is on. You guys are going on so fast I can't keep up with it. T-Sin Florida is on. Hassle Free TV is on. Scooter 8887 is on. Jenny Malfeasy is on. Jersey Dude, I got you already. Sean Hiltabital is on. Ron John Bergerman is on. Q the Band is on. NCSEWE is on. Veronica 18201 is on. Man 26 is on. Look at all these people. Holy moly. Luann 5 is on. Bud Dave is on. Phil McCrackens is on. Drummer for Jesus is on. Diana 91263 is on. Sun Gun is on. Nitsu 99 is on. Stepha Toms is on. Q13013 is on. Wendy Wild is on. Miss Julia's on. Bill and Marcus is on. Aaron's on. Peg McGroin, the McGroin Nation, is represented tonight. Itch and McGroin, I've already seen you. God bless you guys in the McGroin Nation. Love you guys. Appreciate you. All right, let's hop right to it. We don't have any time constraints. We used to have time constraints on the national CTN broadcast. Aaron figured out a way. So we can go. I'm making a promise to everybody, though. I'm not going to go any longer than 10:10. And Aaron, last night, you guys are all making bets on this, by the way, behind my back, and I don't know really how you're pulling that off. Are you doing it in the chat?
Yeah.
Oh, you are? Yeah. I guess I'm just not paying enough attention to the chat.
We were doing it as rumble rants, so people would donate $5, $10, whatever, and then guess.
All right, because I'm planning on being off at 10:10. 10 minutes overtime, maximum, maybe 10:07, maybe 10:12. You never know. But anyway, if you guys want to figure out, and by the way, I could only type about it in the chat. I am not cheating for Aaron. The most annoying person in the world to win is Aaron. Yeah. And I actually have to live with Aaron. He's a really good friend of mine. So we're together all the time. Him winning is not good for me. So I'm actually rooting against Aaron. So I had no idea. I have no idea. And he's been twice in a row exactly where I stopped.
Yeah.
Don't let him win. Somebody connect up with the Holy Ghost right now, get some prophetical knowledge and beat Aaron. The Holy Ghost might be the only way to beat Aaron because Aaron knows me too well. All right, let's hop right to it tonight. See, I wanted to get right to Kamalaomics because it's just too good and Trump is just trouncing her. But as usual, something came up, and that is this right here, this New York Times stuff, where the Biden administration is now, lo and behold, now that Joe Biden is no longer running for president, the State Department is now releasing all the information that you and I already know to the New York Times, in other words, that his son was an illegal foreign agent. And of course, let me just make sure everybody knows, very, very educated audience here at the TLP. But just in case, from foreign agent, I'm not talking about James Mon. I'm talking about FARA, Foreign Agent Registry Act. It is very simple. It is not illegal, except if you don't register as one. Mm-hmm. You are allowed to advocate. You are allowed to do basically lobby on behalf of a foreign entity, even possibly a foreign government, as long as you register as a foreign agent.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember. Barbara Boxer, former senator out of California, is a registered foreign agent, probably for China, if I remember correctly, but I don't remember. So as long as you register, you can be a foreign agent. This is what they absolutely hysterically arrested General Flynn, General Michael Flynn over, is FARA violations. When he was the incoming intel chief, so he was the incoming intelligent, basically intel, I can't remember his title, but I never can for some reason. But anyway, he's basically coming in as the head intel chief for the Trump administration. So he's calling all around the world, making connections like everybody does whenever you are an incoming administration. That's what the FBI went after him for, was FARA violations. So basically, if Trump gets elected, Or let's just say Kamala, I know this is gross and everyone just threw up in their mouth. If Kamala gets arrested, that was a Freudian slip. If Kamala gets elected as president, none of her incoming administrative officials can contact anybody in the world now because they'll be charged with FARA violations unless they register as a foreign agent. That's an absolutely ridiculous, hysterically, if it wasn't so sad, funny charge of Michael Flynn. But for those that are conducting business like Hunter Biden for foreign governments and lobbying our government for benefits for foreign governments and foreign businesses that are run by governments, i.e. CEFC, which is a Chinese energy firm, when you and everything that comes out of China, I don't care whether it's CEFC or whether it's McDonald's, it is run by the PLA and the CCP. So there is no delineation between Chinese businesses. So when you are lobbying for Chinese business, you are lobbying for the People's Liberation Army out of China. But it wouldn't even matter. Even if it was lobbying for, China Electric Car Company, then if you're doing that, it doesn't matter. You have to register as a foreign agent. Barbara Boxer was, Aaron sending me this. Barbara Boxer was a registered foreign agent. Hey, I got it. For Chinese, oh my word.
Yeah.
For a Chinese surveillance company that was actually targeting the Uyghur Muslims that they're doing mass experimentations and mass rapes and mass dissections on right now. That they're doing in their concentration camps. Barbara Boxer actually labored on behalf of the intel company that collects those people. And puts them on trains with blindfolds on and zip ties, their arms zip tied behind their back. That's just Democratic Party for you. So now we all already knew that Hunter Biden was an unlawful foreign agent. We know that he's a tax cheat. We know that he is, obviously a drug user. We know that he's in violation of federal gun laws, probably a pedophile, according to his own laptop, which now, of course, the feds had to testify under oath was his. Always was his, always will be his when you have people like Dan Goldman calling it a Russian plot. To this day, Dan Goldman, congressman out of New York, calls it a Russian plot. To this day, because you never know what Rudy Giuliani did. Even though the FBI and the DOJ testified under oath prior to Goldman's testimony that it was, in fact, Hunter Biden's. So now we know that they've known forever, including Dan Goldman, that Hunter Biden was actually an unregistered foreign agent. They've known it for a long time. Now that Biden isn't running for president, he's allowing his State Department to release this information. Just a little bit of maybe deep in the weeds thing. It might be Biden versus Biden. It might be Hunter versus Joe. Mm. Because Hunter has kind of held Joe hostage about, you better get me a deal or I'm going to testify. So maybe Joe's sending back. You might not want to hold that over my head because I can release everything on you. It could be Biden. I'm not predicting this, but you could actually see Hunter Biden turn state's evidence because his dad has everything on him and he has everything on his dad. It's just a matter of who wants to sell out the other one for their own personal benefit. So New York Times as Hunter. Now, this is what the New York Times was writing. This is what they were writing a couple of months ago. As Hunter Biden's trial nears, President Biden pulls him close. Isn't that close? Right now, suddenly I have this warmth in my chest. Mm. President Biden has weathered years of scandals. I'll read it in my feminine voice. President Biden has weathered years of scandals surrounding his son. People close to both men say the president has refused to treat him as a political liability. So that's what the New York Times was writing a few months ago. Now, the State Department, Antony Blinken, is now releasing information to the New York Times about Hunter. Go to the next for me, Ness. So here's the next article. This is more of today's article or yesterday's article. Hunter Biden sought State Department help for Ukrainian company. By the way, it's not just Ukrainian. It's also Romanian. And we'll get into all this. For a Ukrainian company. By the way, 705 people that are on right now, we already know.
Yeah.
We already covered this 2 years ago. So it's amazing. The New York Times think they have a breaking story. They really don't because they know it, but they're going to pretend because they're Goebbels media, the Pravda media, propaganda media. So Hunter Biden sought State Department help for a Ukrainian company. No kidding. We've already known that for years. After President Biden dropped his reelection bid, his administration released records showing that while he was vice president, his son solicited U.S. government assistance. All known by Joe Biden that this was occurring. Mm-hmm. All the while. Joe Biden knew that his son was an unregistered foreign agent, which, by the way, is a felonious crime. Just so everybody knows. All right, go to the next one for me. Paul Sperry tweet breaking: the Biden State Department is withholding. So they're just dripping out information. I wonder when the faucet will be fully opened up. Anybody want to guess? I think it'll be post January 20th.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And by the way, if Kamala wins, it'll be never. So right now they're dripping it out, just trying to play the odds on both sides. I believe that it could turn Biden versus Biden, because Hunter's thinking, I'm willing to spend a little time in custody, but if you're not going to pardon me, Daddy, remember him on the CEFC call,
mm-hmm.
What is that called? WhatsApp.
Yeah, WhatsApp.
I'm standing here with my daddy, and he better send me my next $5 million, or you can't even possibly you're not possibly able to understand the amount of revenge that me and my father could take against you, as he spoke to a person who later disappeared. Withholding that's all from China. So the Biden State Department is withholding FOIA letters Hunter Biden wrote on behalf of Burisma. Why aren't you releasing that? Everyone practicing evil hates the light, does not come to light lest their deeds be exposed. Why would you not release it? I mean, again, just I would love it. I wish somebody would book me on one of these shows, because I wouldn't get lost in the minutia. I would just simply repeat the same question in a real annoying way, like your little sister, your little brother used to do. Why won't you release the letters? Why won't you release the letters? Why won't you release the letters? Just give me an explanation. Why won't you release the letters? Why did Joe Biden use, how many pseudonyms did he use, Aaron? Do you remember?
Oh,
in his governmental emails? Dozens. I don't know how many it was.
I don't remember.
Tons of them.
Yeah.
Pseudonyms. You know, Stingray 57 and all that stuff. Tell me, why did Joe Biden use pseudonyms? Why did Joe Biden use pseudonyms? Why did Joe Biden use pseudonyms? Why did Joe Biden, just a question for the State Department, just a question for the FBI. Why is it that Joe Biden was on a conference call with the then president of Ukraine with Hunter? Because all of this is recorded. So Joe Biden was notified by his staff 5 minutes to the call from the president of Ukraine, the president before Zelensky, just a call coming in, 5 minutes to the call. Are you and Hunter ready? Why was that? This is when he was vice president. Explain to me that. I mean, explain to me again. I'll just do the same thing. Explain to me the call. Explain to me the call. Why is it that your crack addict son, why was your crack addict son on a phone call with you to the president of Ukraine while you were vice president? Can anybody explain that to me?
Yeah.
Just give me a reasonable explanation. Aaron, I want to know. Aaron, can you explain it to me? Nas, can you explain it? Somebody just explain it to me. Joe Biden used 5,400 pseudonym emails.
Yeah.
He sent 5,000 emails with fake names, 5,400 emails with fake names.
Yeah.
Who does that? That's as the president of the United States. He sent 5,400 emails under, I can't remember the names now, Stingray, when that funky name that he had too. I can't remember now. It's been too long since we talked about it. But anyway, I can't remember. It's almost on the tip of my, tongue. I can't remember. But anyway, so right now they're withholding FOIA letters Hunter Biden wrote on behalf of Burisma as an unregistered foreign agent, felonious crime, in violation of FARA laws. The White House has been directly involved in FOIA clearance process. So leave this up for me, Nas. So we need to understand the process here. The White House is slow dripping information to the New York Times, but very, very, in a very controlled fashion, slow dripping this information to the New York Times, controlling it the entire time, just giving enough right now for some measure of butt covering so that the New York Times can say, hey, look, we reported it. This, by the way, New York Times, anybody watching from the New York Times, we already knew about this over 2-3 years ago. Everybody's already known. So you just look very stupid. Oh, there it is. Robert L. Peters. Mm-hmm. There's some of the names. This is some of his pseudonym names. Robert L. Peters, Robin Ware, J.R.B. Ware, Stingray 67, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. 5,400 emails that Joe Biden sent with pseudonym names, hiding them. I mean, this is the Democratic Party. Let's find out how many emails Donald J. Trump sent using pseudonyms. That would be 0.0. So 0.0 versus 5,400. And people still vote Democrat? See, people still think Democratic Party's full of integrity? But the White House has been the one directly involved in FOIA clearance process concerning these incriminating emails. So again, these are the criminals who are allegedly watching or deciding on the prosecutions or the investigations of criminals. Now, this is, Aaron, you won't get this because you were never a cop. This is very deep. Daz, you won't get this because you're never a cop. You know who you don't want investigating their own criminality? The criminal. He told you guys wouldn't get that level of depth. Yeah. You wouldn't get that deep, would you?
Yeah.
You know, all my years of 25 years of law enforcement, deputy sheriff, right where I'm sitting right now, I have never relinquished my law enforcement duties as a criminal investigator. And I was just a street level guy. But I would have never relinquished my investigative duties to the person I'm investigating. But that's what the White House is doing. The White House gets to decide because, get this, Joe Biden is the, and again, here's another deep thought. Would you, if the son was the criminal, would you put in charge of the investigation of the criminal, the father of the criminal? That's exactly what's happening at the White House right now. The person that is running this investigation is part of the crime and is the father of the criminal.
Yep.
That's our system right now. And people, it just amazes me. I'm going to try not to go down this wormhole because we played that little Matrix piece at the end where, I mean, with Neo, it's just amazing to me that there are Republicans, the people that have left, like Ken Buck and the idiots like that, Mitt Romney, and whether they truly believe it or not, they're just globalist stooges, I don't know. But they still believe in the Matrix, like the FBI is authentic. Like the State Department is integral.
Yeah.
They either are choosing to be stupid or are stupid, and there is no third choice.
Yeah.
Choosing to be stupid or are just actually stupid human beings to believe the FBI will ever give you a fair shake in any investigation. And by the way, simply because you comply doesn't mean they're going to give you a fair shake in any investigation. It's just whatever behooves them at the moment. All right, let's go to the next one. That's Nick Sorter video. Don't worry. KGB is on the case. Karine Jean, yeah, she is on the case. Don't worry. We have this transparent media outlet in the White House. The White House press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre. Don't worry. You know, America is all about free speech. America is all about transparency, where our government works for and by the people, for the people. That's our government. We have Karine Jean-Pierre here speaking for Joe Biden, speaking for the White House in reference to these emails that have now, I mean, these communications that are now very clear from Hunter Biden lobbying the White House, lobbying the government on behalf of Burisma, the board that he sat on, that he got between $80,000 and $100,000 a month to sit on, which was a natural gas company, a fossil fuel company, which he has absolutely no experience, no expertise, no valuable opinion whatsoever, but he sat on their board for $80,000 a month, 80 grand a month. And he was lobbying. Now, again, according to Tony Bobulinski, and according to Hunter Biden himself, according to Frank Biden or James Biden or Valerie Biden, one or all, the brand that they were selling, because we know they had 23 shell companies that offered no goods or services. So the brand that they were selling, and imagine this, I spoke earlier to my brother's in prison right now. My brother's there at the High Desert State Prison. These guys are in prison for whatever they did. And Joe Biden's walking around with 23 shell companies that have never produced a good or a service ever.
Yep.
And they were peddling. They were influence peddling. Well, Joe Biden can never be proved that he received a dime. Influence peddling doesn't matter whether Biden ever received a dime, which, by the way, we know he received at least 10%. We got that. At least 10% for the big guy. And up to 50% according to Hunter Biden's laptop, right? We already know that.
Yep.
So, but it doesn't matter whether he ever received a dime. It is against the law to influence peddle for yourself. In other words, use your government position to financially benefit yourself. Here's the caveat. Or your family. Anytime he influence peddled for himself or his family. So if he got nothing and Hunter Biden got $100 million, it's as if Joe Biden got the $100 million. That's the freaking law. And he gets to walk around and other people are, I mean, Steve Bannon's in prison right now? For what? Donald Trump has his 41 felony convictions. Or whatever the number is, the 34? Whatever, I can't remember.
Yeah, I can't remember.
I don't talk about it enough. Aaron, pull it up, though, so we're accurate for me. How many I think it's 34 felony convictions, something like that. But anyway, I don't even pay attention to it because it's all bull crap. But anyway, but don't worry, Karine Jean-Pierre.
34.
34 felony convictions.
Yep.
So don't worry, Karine Jean-Pierre is on the case. She'll answer any question you got. So here is Miss Transparency right here. Play for me, Ness.
screen, the New York Times is reporting that Hunter Biden sought help from a U.S. ambassador on behalf of Burisma while he was on the company's board and while Biden was vice president. So what's Biden's reaction to this, and is he concerned about what this looks like to the American public?
So I'll just report what I've said before, is that the president has never done business with his son, and he was not aware of this. And for anything further, I would have to refer you to Hunter Biden's personal representatives. I can't speak beyond that. But again, I've said this before, the president was not in business with his son, and this is the first time he was not aware of this. And for anything further, you would have to reach out to Biden, Hunter Biden.
And of course, we've already covered the narrative change. Remember, the original narrative is that Joe Biden has never had a discussion with his son about his business. Now it's Joe Biden was never in business with his son. Weird how that changed. So it's just one bold-faced freaking lie after another. As we've seen with Tim Walz, they just lie with reckless abandon. They honestly don't care because they will never be held accountable for their lies. Now, when we get bigger, I don't mean me personally. I mean all of us, whether it's smaller podcasts like this or giant ones like Alex Jones, giant ones like Tucker Carlson, giant ones like Dan Bongino, and all the medium-sized ones and the small ones and the Gateway pundits and the Federalists and the Bongino reports of the world get bigger and bigger and bigger. Because you need to remember, have you ever heard of any broadcast or podcast that got 1 billion views? The Super Bowl's 80 million.
Yeah.
I mean, Elon Musk and Trump got 1 billion views. 1 billion, that's a 1,000 millions of views on their broadcast, or their podcast, their interview together. Their, what's it called, Aaron? Twitter Spaces. So as we get bigger, then we can expose the lies and have all sorts of influence, which, by the way, it's already working. Trump got 74 million votes and won the election.
Yeah.
Because of people like you and me. We spread the word. We get out there because now we are able, nobody decides because we have Rumble and now we have Twitter. Nobody decides whether we get so quote unquote published or not, quote unquote banned or not, except for on the ridiculous ones. Why we're not on Facebook anymore. If you know friends or family that watch this podcast on Facebook, tell them we're not on there anymore. There's a link. There's a Rumble link. Go to our page, Rumble link, and we're just sick and tired of it. I haven't been able to friend anybody on Facebook for 3 years. Mm-hmm. You're like, Tom, you got 11,000 people that follow. Yeah, that's without me ever being able to friend anybody, without ever me being able to seek out anything. I can't send out anything. That we're totally banned. No, there's no notifications. There's nothing. Got 22,000 people that follow Foundation Church. We can't friend anybody there either. So as we are able to control more and more of the communication or media space, our word will get out there. But right now, somewhat it's controlled by the left. Because if we ever said the things that they're saying or not saying the things that they're supposed to say, we would be held accountable on CBS News. But what does CBS matter in comparison to Elon Musk and Trump?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, I mean, if CBS has 2 million people watching them, they're lucky. And CNN gets down into the hundreds of thousands watching them live. And who knows what that really is, because those are TV statistics that nobody can track. So who even knows how many people are watching it? But Elon Musk pops on with Trump, does an hour and a half, 2 hour interview with Donald Trump, basically just a conversation on Twitter Spaces, and gets 1 billion views. We're owning it. Wait, listen, I'm telling you, all we have to do is never cave. Never give an inch. Let them call you all the names. I am against mass Muslim immigration into this country. I am. They can call me Islamophobic all they want. Sharia law is a danger to the Constitution of the United States of America. So they should not be allowed in mass immigration unless they are willing to conform. Tom, that's xenophobic, Islamophobic. See, I don't care. I don't. A lot of other conservatives, they really care about being called names. I know I'm not a racist. I know where I stand. I'm not worried about it, but we have to stand. But if you don't take the jab, if you don't stand 6 feet apart, they're going to call you a person who lacks compassion. I don't care. It's already over for me. Woe to you when all men speak well of you, for so do their fathers to the false prophets, Luke 6:26. I don't care what they say about me. They can say whatever they like. It doesn't matter to me. Man, I'm losing viewers now. You go down certain veins, you lose viewers. That's just how it is. But I don't care. See, I don't care about that either.
Yeah.
I'll just keep yelling. So all we have to do is actually stand. Don't ever buy into an inch of lessening your CO2 emissions. Ever. If anything, they start talking about, I'm gonna go build bonfires. I'm going to burn a bonfire every day of my life, so there's more CO2 going in there. Every day. You're like, Tom, you won't do that. You don't know me well enough then. If they've got to that place, I would make sure. I live out in the middle of nowhere with unlimited access to wood. I would just keep on every day. I'd burn a fire. instead of getting an F-250, I'll get an F-350 with a dually in the back.
Yeah.
Just to burn more diesel fuel and put it in the air. Because it actually is beneficial anyway. CO2 is good, not bad. All right, off topic, but here we go. So it's not just Ukraine. See, each one of these is a violation. So he was a foreign agent for Burisma, maybe a foreign agent for Metabiota. All these are individual violations, individual felonies. He was a foreign agent for Privat Bank, a foreign agent for Russia, Elena Baterina. Remember the mayor of Moscow's wife, richest lady in Russia? Foreign agent for her. So we got Russia. We got Ukraine. We got companies inside of Ukraine. Each one of these are individual violations. We know that he was a foreign lobbyist for CEFC, the Chinese fossil fuel company. We know that. These are all private. These are all individual. There's some of them are private companies, but most of them, out of China, of course, not private companies. They're actually CCP PLA companies. But each one of these individual entities is a violation, and however many times he violated it. So we're talking about thousands of FARA violations, thousands of FARA violations. Every letter, every notification, every scheduled meeting with his dad and Frank James, Frank and James Biden and Valerie Biden are all violations.
Yep.
Every time Frank Biden did it, every time James Biden did it, every time Valerie Biden did it. So here's Romania now, Insurrection Barbie video. All of a sudden, the DOJ is making allegations about Hunter Biden in Romania. Play for me, Ness.
Apparently for Hunter Biden, back in the news where the DOJ now argues a criminal oligarch paid off the first son to try and influence U.S. policy while President Biden was serving as VP. Some new documents out there, and Chad Pergram's seen them. He is live in Capitol Hill to take us through this story. What now in the chapter of Hunter Biden? Chad?
Bill, good morning. It's possible this could be the closest anyone has come to showing a transfer of money from overseas in exchange for potential influence over U.S. policy with Hunter Biden. Now, we've heard about Hunter Biden's ties to the Ukrainian energy firm Burisma. House investigators have probed that for months. But how about potential links to Romania? Now, prosecutors in Hunter Biden's tax case say he worked for Gabriel Popoviciu. He is a Romanian business magnate. Now, the allegation is that Hunter Biden and his business colleagues took $3 million in payments. Popoviciu faces a criminal investigation in Romania over a land deal. Special counsel David Weiss makes that very case in his filing in California. Weiss alleges they structured the deal for Hunter so it, quote, concealed the true nature of the work he was performing. Now, prosecutors say there were concerns about ramifications for President Biden. Popoviciu is expected to testify at Hunter Biden's tax evasion trial in Los Angeles that starts September 5th. He's charged with failing to pay $1.4 million in taxes over a four-year period. The House's impeachment inquiry remains open. Republicans claim Hunter Biden sold his father as the brand and used the president for access. Bill?
Okay, Chad, more to come.
So Hunter Biden was a foreign agent for a man named Gabriel Popoviciu, who is currently under investigation in Romania. So he was a foreign lobbyist for Romania. Now, every last one of these is a criminal offense. And of course, David Weiss was thrown in there, and I may talk about him because we're going to go to Jonathan Turley here in a second. But that's the end video coming up next. But Hunter Biden was a foreign lobbyist, a FARA violation lobbyist now for Romania. David Weiss is thrown in there. Remember who David Weiss is. This is one of these guys that all of us, you and I, are supposed to believe is a white hat. But remember who David, so you'll see David Weiss, and he looks like a conservative. He is a U.S. attorney. So he is working with or for the DOJ, right? David Weiss is the man, and you're going to hear this from Jonathan Turley in a second, so we won't go deep into it. But David Weiss is the man who put together the sweetheart plea deal for Hunter Biden. David Weiss is the man that was running the investigation that allowed the statute of limitations to run out on Hunter Biden's most serious tax fraud allegations. They made sure that they all ran out. The ones that would send him to prison for decades, possibly. So they're, remember, this is $1.4 million that he's being charged with not paying taxes for. He's made hundreds of millions that I guarantee he hasn't paid a dime for any of them. David Weiss, the Republican U.S. attorney, just like Brad Raffensperger is a Republican. Mitt Romney, Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, Republicans, right? These are all these Republican people. It's all lies. Of course, they're not Republicans. They're Democratic Party shills. They actually work for the Democratic Party. I'm telling you flat out, that's what they do.
Yep.
They'll never say it out loud, but that's exactly what they do. And if they don't actually work for them, they work for them psychologically because all that matters to them is Democratic Party approval. That's all that matters. Swamp approval, uniparty approval.
Yep.
So that's who David Weiss is. So they're like, the prosecutor in this case, David Weiss working for us. No, he's not. He's working against us. They're the worst of the worst. That's like Jude 3 and 4 in the Bible. Where people have secretly slipped in among you. Those are the ones who are your greatest adversaries. Not the people who are outside of your team. It's the people who are subverting you inside your team. Those are your greatest threats. People that are saboteurs, like David Weiss. Look at this guy that's prosecuting Hunter Biden. He put together the greatest the biggest sweet deal anybody's ever seen, where the judge actually had to go, what on earth is this? This is a fact, by the way. I'm going to let Jonathan Turley talk. He's way better than I am because he's a constitutional attorney. But anyway, end video. Here's Jonathan Turley. Play for me, Naz.
Jonathan Turley, constitutional law attorney and a Fox News contributor. So all of this information about Gabriel Papavicu, the $3 million in payments to Hunter Biden and associates, is being used to buttress the tax case against him, as Chad just pointed out. But in doing so, Weiss opens up a whole new can of worms.
It really does. It's very frustrating for many of us who've been writing for years that we don't understand why there was not a charge under FARA for being an unregistered foreign agent. This record is replete with contracts that would seem to meet the standard used in earlier cases. During the Trump administration, you couldn't have an official go to Epcot without getting a FARA charge from the Justice Department. It seemed to be one of the most ubiquitous charges coming out of that department. With Hunter Biden, they have consistently ignored overwhelming evidence that he was receiving millions to influence policy. So now, after all that time, Weiss files this thing with the court saying, oh, well, yeah, we know that he was directing this stuff because he was getting money to influence U.S. policy from this Romanian. And it left everyone scratching their heads. It's like saying, you know, we can prove auto theft because we know he used it in the kidnapping. And the question is, well, why did you charge him on the kidnapping?
And not the auto theft. Yeah, and this, which is from Weiss's filing before the court of the Central District of California that was filed yesterday, really drives home the point of, well, wait a minute, why isn't there a potential FARA charge here? He writes in part, quote, the government will introduce evidence that business associate one, which we believe is Hunter Biden, structured a business relationship in an effort to avoid having to register as a foreign agent, and that the defendant and his business partners did reach out to government officials, specifically the United States Department of State. Is that not enough evidence for a FARA charge?
Oh, it's not just this, but yes, that is a very strong basis for a FARA charge. It's also very similar to other transactions detailed by the House, particularly the Oversight Committee. It's very similar, by the way, to the Ukrainian controversy, because in that case, you had money going to Hunter Biden and then a famous dinner in which he left to make a call to Washington. That was shortly before his father gave that ultimatum to Ukraine to fire a prosecutor, or they wouldn't get $1 billion in U.S. aid. So there is a pattern here of influence peddling specifically to influence U.S. policy. And the reason why the White House was most afraid of this charge is because it really blows away all of the spin in the media and by many of their political allies that the son of the president was getting millions of dollars to work for policy changes from the administration of his father with, and it was the Obama-Biden administration.
I swear to God, John, there's either a mind meld between the two of us or you read my notes on my computer before we go on the air, because you mentioned the oversight and the other House committees. Here's what James Comer wrote on X yesterday. The Biden family's influence peddling schemes in Romania were documented in GOP oversight's bank records memorandum in May of 2023. Bank records don't lie. The mainstream media took their marching orders from the Biden White House and turned a blind eye to the public corruption. And then here's what else Weiss writes in his filing with the Central District of California. And this is regarding CEFC, the Chinese company. The evidence will show the defendant performed almost no work in exchange for the millions of dollars he received from these entities. That is exactly what Comer and Jordan and Smith have been saying, and the Democrats and the legacy media have called it nothing more than political folly.
That's right. I mean, it's quite impressive for the media to ignore this scandal. It's one of the greatest corruption scandals of our lifetime. Millions and millions of dollars coming from these foreign sources. And the media has turned to willful blindness to pretend that, oh, you know, they really don't have enough to go on. Now you have a filing that confirms everything that all of us have been saying, and particularly these House committees. And the question is the mainstream media going to finally say, all right, we didn't pursue this. It does look like influence peddling on an unprecedented scale. I have doubts about that. But keep in mind, Weiss wanted to get rid of all of this. He wanted to reach a plea agreement with no jail time on relatively minor charges. The only reason we're at this point is that a courageous federal judge said, what the heck is this? I've never seen a plea agreement like this. And even the federal prosecutor admitted that he had never seen anything like this, and it fell apart. That's the only reason we're here right now talking about this.
All right. Well, we'll see if the media does pick up on it now that it's officially in a court filing. Meantime, if you want to know more about this, Jonathan's got a great column on all of this at jonathanturley.org. Professor, great to see you. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
I'm Steve Ducey.
I'm Bright.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, that was it. That is not what I wanted. I don't know what. I have no idea. That's not the video I wanted to play. It's me. Well, I blame Aaron, but I can't. It was all on me. But anyway, there's a whole, I don't know what happened. Honestly, I must have just sent in the wrong video, but it was Turley. So there was just a whole CEFC part that I wanted covered that for some reason I sent in the wrong video. I'm watching this. I'm like, this isn't right. But anyway, so everything that he talked about was basically covered there. The only thing that I'll tell you is on the Weiss plea agreement, the reason why he got exposed, David Weiss, who's allegedly the White House prosecutor going after Hunter Biden, going to prosecute Hunter Biden, going to send Hunter Biden to prison until he gets pardoned by Joe Biden by Kamala Harris after he relinquishes the presidency to her, is not only did this plea agreement cover all crimes that he had already committed, the plea agreement covers any crimes that he would commit in the future. That's what exposed it. So not only would he be exonerated of the crimes he's already committed, it would cover him in any crimes that he committed in the future. He would not be tried for any of those crimes either, or any crimes that were revealed in the future that nobody knew about. Everything that he would ever do in the future, or anything that was discovered in the future, he could never be criminally charged with. That was his plea deal, and that's why the judge went, nope, but don't worry again. Now, this is actually the video. Now, a lot of you may have seen this on the post game last night. Don't worry. The FBI's on it. All right, Karine Jean-Pierre's talking about it. The FBI's investing. Where's the FBI in all this? Where exactly is the FBI? I mean, they have the Hunter Biden laptop. They have all this information. This is crimes that are occurring on the grounds of the United States of America that are a part of the continental United States of America. So the FBI covers it. FBI doesn't cover crimes that occur on foreign soil, but they certainly cover crimes that occur inside the continental United States of America. Where are they exactly? Well, this is a video I showed last night in the post game, but it was too relevant not to show it again. Ultra MAGA party video. Here's Ted Cruz questioning the FBI. Play for me, Naz.
The informant alleges that President Biden and his family members engaged in a $5 million bribery scheme during his time as vice president. Director Abadi, is it true that the FBI has a report making those allegations?
I'm not going to comment on that.
And why, Senator, is that?
I'm just not going to comment on information we received, investigations.
Do you owe an obligation to the American people to be candid about evidence of corruption by the President of the United States?
This is an area that I'm not going to get into with you, Senator.
Well, I understand you don't want to, and that's why people are mad at the FBI, because you're stonewalling and covering up serious allegations of evidence.
I'm not going to comment on that, Senator.
Would you agree?
Two things, Senator. No one's stonewalling. The 1023
you just said you refused to answer the question.
In response to a subpoena.
Okay, then why did you refuse to answer my question?
The pertinent information is there, and I reject your assertion that the FBI is
politicized. Why did you refuse to answer my question?
I just answered your question.
Okay. So, yes, you have a 1023. Do you have the 17 recordings? Yes or no?
I'm not going to get further into that.
So you're stonewalling. You can't say I'm not refusing to answer your question, but I won't answer your question.
I'm going to answer within the parameters that we operate in.
That's the problem. The FBI has right now an unlimited hubris that you believe you are unaccountable. You don't believe you're accountable to the United States Congress, and you don't believe you're accountable to the American people.
As I said before, your assertion, or anyone who makes the assertion that the FBI is politicized, I reject it wholeheartedly. It's wrong.
The FBI is a great institution. When I go home to Texas, people ask me, should we abolish the FBI? Now, I tell them no, because you have heroes and patriots working for you that are catching child predators, that are catching terrorists. But you're sitting there happily erecting a wall to protect Joe Biden.
There are not two standards of justice. There is only one.
Will you provide to this committee, will you provide the FD 1023 and will you provide the 17 recordings so we can assess what is the evidence, the specific credible evidence that Joe Biden personally took a $5 million bribe from a foreign national?
Senator, we will work with this committee, you and other members, to provide the information within the parameters of the process.
Will you provide the FD 1023, yes or no?
I will take that back and we will work with our
team. So you're not answering that. Will you provide the 17 recordings?
We will take that back and we'll work with you.
So you're not answering that either. Did you investigate in any way, shape, or form these allegations?
Senator, once again, I'm not going to comment.
So you're not going to say whether you did your job?
We do our job to the very best of our ability.
Well, not here. You're not answering a single question to the American people. And you may think this is esoteric. I promise you, millions of Americans are concerned. You know who isn't concerned? Not a single Senate Democrat. We're going to go through this whole hearing. Not one Democrat will ask a question about this. You know who else isn't concerned? The corporate media, who is joining with the Democrats in covering up this evidence. If Joe Biden is innocent, the evidence should be made public and demonstrate that he's innocent. But if he is not, is it true this informant who alleged that he personally took a bribe was an informant the FBI had relied upon previously in other investigations? Yes or no?
In each and every investigation that we have, all the work that we do,
I asked
the
you
expectation
yes or no
is that every logical avenue investigation be pursued.
I asked you
to
a yes or
fullest.
No question. Are you going to answer it?
Yeah, I'm answering your question.
Was the informant one you had relied on previously in other investigations? Yes or no?
Senator, we run down every piece of information.
You're not answering it then. You're refusing to answer. So you're refusing to answer the question.
To the fullest extent possible.
You're refusing to answer the question. Is that correct?
In all instances.
Senator, your time.
It's disgraceful.
One. And again, you guys all, if you watch this podcast all the time, you know what drives me crazy is them not answering questions.
Oh, yeah.
So they are absolutely refusing accountability and oversight. By the way, what the FBI is doing right there is illegal. It's illegal. You cannot have a federalist constitutional republic without oversight.
Yeah.
It's all written into the Constitution. The FBI must have the DOJ, the FBI, the ATF, they like shoot airport directors right between the eyes, that ATF, they must have oversight. They must have accountability. That's all written into our constitutional republic. Not democracy, constitutional republic. If you don't have accountability, if the law enforcement agencies have no accountability and they can just do whatever they want, then, first of all, how do you ever know what they're doing? And how can they prove that it's not a two-tiered system of justice?
Mm-hmm.
Then there's no oversight. Refusing to answer questions. By the way, they can all go into a secure skiff and answer all the questions if need be. I don't trust Republicans. I mean, I think pretty highly of Ted Cruz, but not, you know, I honestly don't, you know, just give him just unequivocal latitude. Like, I believe everything the man says. But I like Ted Cruz, but I would much, if this FBI, this is like, you know, one of the second in command of the FBI, one of the toadies for Christopher Wray. If they have to go into a secure skiff and answer these questions, then that needs to happen. And sometimes that's the problem with the Republican Party. Put them on the line and say, will you go right now? All they got to do is, it's no great thing. They don't have to go build a building. Mm-hmm. They can designate any room as a secure skiff. They can go into the skiff and they can answer the questions. And I would like to see a Republican say, you know what, let's secure a room. It'll be ready in 1 hour down the hallway, and then you answer all these questions. And then they don't have the out of, I can't answer in this public setting. Simple questions, though. He didn't ask him to read the 1023s. 1023s are the witness statements coming from their reliable, multi-year, multi-million dollar FBI informant. Mm-hmm. That they had paid over a decade. 10 years they had relied on this informant. This informant filled out a 1023 or a couple 1023s saying that there were 17 recordings between Joseph Robinette Biden, Hunter Biden, and Viktor Poroshenko, the former head. Oh, is it Poroshenko the former head, or is that the Burisma chief? Can't remember. So whoever, just cancel that name out. The former Ukrainian prime minister and or the Burisma chief. I don't remember which, but because it's been a while.
Poroshenko was the politician.
Well, he was Ukraine. the former Ukraine prime minister.
Yep.
So it was either between Poroshenko and Burisma, or just Burisma or Poroshenko, or all of them together. I don't remember which, and I don't want to tell you the wrong information. I used to know it all, but it's been a while since this has popped up, obviously, about a year. So all he's asking it for here is, do you have the 1023s? You could produce them in a skiff. But do you have them? He refuses to answer the question. Why can't you answer the question? Yes or no, do you have the 1023s? I'll bet you if it was about Michael Flynn, they'd answer the question, wouldn't they? I didn't see any of this obfuscation when Donald Trump was being investigated, because we have a two-tiered system of justice. It's very similar to the UK right now. In the UK, if you are a Muslim rapist, nobody cares. If you are a citizen of the UK, black, white, Sikh, doesn't matter, and you... put out a Facebook post about Muslims, then you'll be arrested. Rape, no arrest. Put out a Facebook post about the rape, you will be arrested. Two-tier system of justice. And if you think that that's an exaggeration or hyperbolic, you are not paying attention to what's actually happening around the world right now. And that's exactly what's happening here. Exactly what's happening here. BLM, do whatever you want, because everyone's afraid to be called a racist, and they are actually ushering in the Democratic Party agenda. So BLM, Antifa, does whatever they want to do. But if you are a 1-6 protester who unknowingly trespassed, Matthew Graves, the U.S. attorney out of D.C., just wants to arrest you for knowingly trespassing when you unknowingly trespassed. Because Ray Epps took down the barriers.
Yep.
FBI or State Department informant. So he simply asked the question, do you have the witness statements from the 10-year, reliable, multi-million dollar FBI informant? He won't answer the question. Do you have the 17 recordings? Did he ask him to play the 17 recordings?
Nope.
No, he asked him, do you have the 17 recordings that have Joe Biden and Hunter Biden orchestrating payments to themselves from Burisma? And if I remember him correctly, it had to do with both the president of Burisma and the president of Ukraine, all orchestrating payments to the Biden family.
Yep.
And it simply asked, do you have these recordings? Why isn't the FBI, why has there been no arrests? I mean, can you imagine if that was Eric Trump?
Right.
Can you imagine if that was Corey Lewandowski? Can you imagine if it was Steve Bannon? Can you imagine if it was Peter Navarro? And they had recordings of them orchestrating payments to the current Trump administration? Can you imagine that? what would happen with that? It wouldn't just be Farah. It'd be bribery and treason, which, by the way, it's at least bribery here.
Oh, yeah.
It's at least bribery. It could be treason. We have treason at the southern border, of which Joe Biden needs to be tried for treason at the southern border. So there you have it. That's the FBI. That's the current status of our judicial system. All right, 9:55. I don't know where everybody's bets are in. I don't know what everybody's time is. I don't know what errands are. right now. I don't know where Aaron's time is. Don't tell me either in the chat. I don't know because now I don't see any times on the chat. It's past it, so I don't know what everybody's gambling on here.
No election interference here.
Aaron's got that's right. We run a pure election here.
Yep.
There's no Dominion voting machines, nothing. This is just us. All right, so let's move on to Kamala. Here's a pick. This summarizes where we're at right now. 2024 Democratic election strategy. Plan A, Thomas Matthew Crooks. Plan B, Camel Toe Harris. Plan C, fraudulent election. So Thomas Crooks didn't work because Trump's still alive. And the plan was for him to have his head exploded on national television. Remember, CNN never covered any of his previous rallies till that one. That's weird.
Yeah.
That's weird. And then you got the Pac-Man security perimeter. We got 60-yard indentation into a 200-yard perimeter with the most valuable building, if you want to shoot somebody, inside the Pac-Man's mouth, inside the 60-yard indentation into the 200-yard security perimeter.
Yeah.
The building you must secure the most was the least secured. It's almost like it was on purpose. That was plan A. And then plan B's the cackler, the hyena. Plan C is a fraudulent election. So that sums up, that's the strategy of the Democratic Party. Go to the next one for me. So here's Kamala's latest rally. This is a fact, by the way. This is Kamala's latest rally.
Yep.
Right here, North Carolina. This is her.
That's more like it.
Now, someone put on this, I would love to give credit. I always give credit whenever I can. But someone said Kamala can't even fill up a math classroom. And look at this. I mean, there's four rows of seats that aren't full. This is who's running for president. You believe when she gets off a plane, there's 10,000 people waiting for her outside and in a hangar. You're like, Tom, there's definitively people at these arenas. I agree. But eventually the money runs out to pay those people to show up.
Yep.
The money does run out. Even if you got $2 billion at your disposal, let's get to it, $2 billion at your disposal, eventually it will run out. You can't keep paying 15,000 people, you know, $1,000 a piece to show up at rallies.
Or right.
Even if it's $500 a piece. And you can't keep having, what's her name, Aaron? Megan the Stallion?
Yep.
Show up and twerk for everybody. You can't keep paying her to come and show up for all those things either. And then that singer guy, I can't remember his
Bonnie
name.
Bonnie Vore.
Yeah, show up. Thank God Aaron's here. But here's a rally without Megan the Stallion and without, what's his name again, Aaron?
Bonnie Vore.
Yeah, without any singers.
Bonnie Vare.
Here he is. This is what Kamala Harris can draw. right. That's what Kamala Harris can draw. I mean, and by the way, that should actually buttress our spirits.
Yeah.
Because it shows you really, really who's the majority in this country. Bannon's got us at like 80-20 MAGA. I don't think it's 80-20. I think it's more 70-30. But doesn't matter. We are the majority. The question is, will people come out and vote?
Right.
That's really, and the question is, who's counting the vote? Who's counting the votes? Things are happening, though. I don't know what I'm going to get to tonight. I'll just read this to you real quick. The Alabama Secretary of State just discovered thousands of non-citizens registered to vote in November's election, and he's purged the voter rolls. Or she has. Secretary of State. Ivy's the governor. I don't know who the Secretary of State is.
I think it's a woman.
It is. It's Ivy's Ivy's the governor. She's a woman. I don't know who the Secretary of State is. But anyway, and Ivy was a massive COVID caver who I could not stand during COVID. But anyway, good job here. Again, whenever somebody does something good, and they discover thousands of people that were registered to vote. Now, the Democrats, aren't they always saying, I know I'm off topic right now, just leave this up, it's good background. Aren't the Democrats always saying that you can't register if you're an illegal?
Yeah.
Then how did they have thousands of people registered in the red state of Alabama to vote that were illegals? I mean, can you imagine what's registered in Massachusetts?
Right.
Where the Boston Airport, I can't remember the name of it, the Boston Airport is filled with illegals right now. I can show you a picture right now. If Aaron can pull up a picture in 30 seconds of the Boston Airport full of illegals. How many of those? And they're sending their operatives even to DMVs, because you can register to vote at DMVs in Florida. They're sending their operatives to the DMVs to register people to vote. So everything they say is a lie. And then the Christians follow their orders. Tom, you're always hook up. It's because I'm running my form of propaganda here. So the Christians don't fall again. Because judgment begins at the house of the Lord. They're perpetual pathological liars. And then the Christians follow the Democratic Party order. Stand 6 feet apart. No, Tom, that was for a sickness. If you believe that, I've got swampland to sell you. Again, that I've already sold twice. You believe it? I mean, how many more times are you going to... Perfect, Dan. That's it right there. That's it. That's Boston's airport, right? I mean, that is Boston's airport right now.
Yep.
Right now, at this very moment, that's their airport. And you don't believe all those people registered to vote? You've lost your mind. And that's why I'm telling you, we're going to come nowhere close to winning states that there was not some sort of registration or voting reform. Like right now, Abbott has to do exactly what Ivy did in Alabama, or we're going to lose Texas.
Yep.
Yeah.
They've registered, and this was 3-4 months ago, 250,000 illegals using the last four of the Social Security numbers. Tom, that's hyperbolic. It's not hyperbolic. It's absolute freaking fact.
Yep.
There's my Christian cuss word, freaking fact, right there. So I'm just letting you know that's the way that it is. All right, where the heck am I, Naz? My big fish video?
Big fish.
Yeah. All right, big fish video. Here's Kamala's latest word salad, the latest ridiculousness, the latest revelation of how stupid she is. Big fish video, repeat after me, new way forward. Play it for me.
Now is the time to chart a new way forward. Now is the time to chart a new way forward. To build to build an America where everyone's work is rewarded and talents are valued, where we work with labor and business to strengthen the American economy, and where everyone has the opportunity not just to get by, but to get ahead. So I thank you, North Carolina. We're going to get this done. And with your help, God bless you, and God bless the United States of America. God bless you. Now,
you notice that the Indian Hindu goes black right there. We're going to get this done. We're going to get this done. So the Indian Hindu goes black at the very end. Listen, I have absolutely no problem with black culture, but if you're not black, shut up. You look like an idiot. You look like one of those people that suddenly sprouts a Spanish or Latino accent when you go to Taco Bell. And you've said burrito your entire life, and then you go to Taco Bell. I'll have cuatro burritos. That's what you sound like when you're an Indian Hindu. There is no black in her past. None. If you look at the birth certificates of their parents, her dad's birth certificate is white. There is no black in this woman. We're going to get this done because there's black people in the audience. Now that, if you could flip back to the original picture, Naz, that's this rally. And Aaron said it because Aaron's a sound guy. They boost the audience at the very end. There is no audience.
Yeah.
There's four rows in front of her and five rows behind her and five rows to her right and none. Maybe there is to the left there. So I'm assuming five rows to the right, five rows to the left, five rows to the back, and five rows in front. So you really is a maximum of 40 people in there. So there's 160 people in there. That's it. On Sunday morning at this church, we'll have 900.
Yeah.
She has 160. The Democrat, look at all the cameras for 160 people. Look at all those cameras for 160 people. Absolute propaganda. Absolute facade. And we're going to get this done, says the Indian Hindu. Indian Buddhist, whatever she is. So there you go. All right, let's go to the next one. Now, Frank Luntz here. Frank Luntz tweets where we're at, guys. Yeah, there you go. So Frank Luntz, I screwed up the whole show. But anyway, so there's Frank Luntz. Frank Luntz, of course, roommates with Kevin McCarthy, Democratic Party pollster, is roommates and has been for years with the former Speaker of the House. That's weird. It's almost like Kevin McCarthy's a swampster. And it's wonder why we're $35 trillion in debt, no matter whether we're Republicans are in charge or Democrats are in charge, because they're actually all a giant uniparty that works against us and never for us and actually hates us. And if you're a Democrat and you're watching this, 880 people that are watching right now, I don't know how many people are watching on Christian Television Network, 880 people online that are watching. If you're a Democrat and you're watching this right now, understand that your party hates you just as much as they hate us. They've just put a saddle on you and are riding you to victory for their totalitarianism. That's all that you are to them, is a saddled up donkey. That's it. I'll stay in line with the Democratic Party. So Frank Luntz here, Kamala Harris is currently polling behind. Look at the day now. Aaron, what's the date today?
It is the 16th.
It's the 16th, so this is yesterday. Kamala Harris is currently polling behind where Joe Biden was in 2020. I thought there was this joy surge.
Yeah.
It was what the campaign of joy.
Bringing the joy
and,
back.
Yeah, they're bringing the joy back to politics. I mean, they're bringing back the nausea to politics, her and Harry Balls, Harris Waltz. they're bringing back something, but it's just that.
I'll try not to
Slip into horse semen tonight because I've done enough of that for the last couple of days. But anyway.
That brings me joy, though.
With the horse semen story?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it
does. It's hard to stay out of it.
Yeah.
It really is hard to stay out of it. I just lost everything. Yeah, good. You put it back. So here's but anyway, so Kevin McCarthy's former roommate, Democratic Party pollster Frank Luntz, she's actually polling behind Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton, of which Donald Trump beat twice, officially Hillary Clinton for sure. And he beat Joe Biden, but that election was stolen. Joe Biden won via fraud. So, and in the Biden, in, you know, Donald Trump versus Joe Biden, Donald Trump got 74 million votes, the most votes for any incumbent in all of history, including Hussein Obama or anybody else, including Reagan and anybody else, just so you know. And somehow, Joseph Robinette Biden, from his basement, got 84 million votes, or 81 million votes, depending on who you look at. So right now, Real Clear polling, I'm assuming that may be coming from Real Clear Politics, I'm not sure. 2024 general election, oh, it's Fox News. Trump up by a point. If Trump loses the national polls by 3 to 5 points, he wins the election. If he's up by a point, he wins by a landslide. That's how it is, because most polls undercount for Trump anyway. So, but nationally, he wins. If he's down by 1 point, he's down by 2 points, down by 3 points, he'll win the Electoral College easily if it's close. If it's like, literally, if it's 51-49, if it's 52-48 Kamala nationally, Donald Trump wins the Electoral College. If Donald Trump is up nationally, he wins in a landslide, and he'll even win the popular vote.
Yeah.
That's how the polling data actually works. And right now she is polling behind where Biden was in 2020 and polling behind where Clinton was in 2016. But allegedly this campaign is full of momentum, gaining momentum by the day. Can't you feel the joy? Did you hear her little speech, by the way? How could anybody take that imbecile seriously?
Yeah.
She's a complete imbecile. Just an absolute moronic imbecile. How in the world anybody could vote for her is beyond me. And I'll show this to you. 10:08. What did I say it was going to be? I said 10:10. Okay, I'm going to go a little past 10:10. I'm going to go a little past 10:10. I got to go because I got to get... The only reason why is because I have to do this. I have to go. I'm quiet. Oh, my wife is moaning in the back here.
Like, yeah, keep going, Tom. Keep going.
Yeah, I wonder why Aaron wants me to keep going. Obviously, Aaron doesn't have 10:08. Aaron doesn't have 10:08.
Nobody does.
Oh, nobody has 10:08.
No.
Okay, nobody has 10:08. Get your numbers in. You don't listen. You don't have to give. Don't let Aaron run a racket here. You know, we're gonna probably have the FBI storm the church because Aaron's running a racketeering outfit here. Although all the Rumble Rant money goes to Foundation Church.
Yeah, just baby.
So you know. But anyway, doesn't go to me. So next pick, Harris for president. I have to show you this. Now, if you want to like give or you want to sign up to work for the Harris campaign, here's how, this is legit, by the way. It's absolutely real.
Yeah.
You have to provide your pronoun. And here's your options. This is a fact, by the way. Just you go ahead. Right now, if you want to test it, go onto Google, type in Harris for president, and you want to sign up to be a campaign worker, poll worker, go knock on doors, make phone calls, you got to fill out this form. And here's the form. You got to identify whether you are he, him, she, her, they, them, AM. What is that? Do you know AM, what an AM is?
No.
Z, her, G, gem, hi, here, whatever that is. They're both the same. One's a capital H-I-R, and the other one's a small case H-I-R.
Yep.
Fay, fair, hoo-hoo. That sounds like something Tim Waltz drinks.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Hoo-hoo. But anyway, so if you want to sign up for the Harris campaign, you have to, of course, make sure that you check your appropriate pronoun. On to the next thing here. Here's, I just want to show you a pick for all the guys. This is where we currently stand in prices. And this is what Kamala Harris is offering all of us if she wins the presidency. Gasoline's up 51% right now. Electricity up 32%. Airfare is up 23%. Rent's up 22%. America under Kamala Harris. I can't read. Aaron, can you blow
prices,
that up?
Prices
are up 20.2%. What's the bottom one?
Real average weekly wages down.
Real average. Okay, so they always say the wages are up.
Yeah.
And the costs are down. Well, what they always say, yes, the costs are up, but you know what? Wages are keeping up with inflation.
Yeah,
well, okay. Wages are up 3.9%. Costs are up 20.2%. And they walk up to podiums like this and tell you that wages are keeping up with inflation. And then all the Christians put on their masks. People like Andy Stanley dutifully grab his ankles at Democratic Party command.
Mm-hmm.
And so do most Christians. Amazing to me that you will follow the devil's commands to grab your ankles. Groceries, up 22%. Eggs are up just a mere 47%. Car insurance is only up 54%.
Oh my gosh.
And K through 12 food is only up 66%. Since Kamala took office. And now she's saying the first thing she's going to do is lower prices. Why don't you do it now?
Yep.
They could initiate all of this now. You don't think the Republicans would vote to lower prices? If the Republicans don't vote to lower prices, they'll all lose the down ballot election. So why are you not closing the border now? You said that you needed Republican cooperation for the border security bill. You don't need any cooperation. You can close the border right now via executive order.
Yep.
Close it right now. You don't even need to write an executive order because you know what? You don't have to close the border. That's supposed to be closed. Are you going to write yourself an order to lock your door tonight? No, you have the right to lock your door. We have the right to close the border. There's no cooperation from Congress that's needed. You don't even need the states to cooperate. You can go close the border right now. Why isn't she doing it? Why isn't she lowering prices right now? Why doesn't she stop raiding the Strategic Oil Reserve right now? Why doesn't she open up the XL pipeline right now? You can open up right now.
Yeah.
You can say you're going to open it up right now. Why aren't you doing that? But you're going to do that as soon as you take office? You are in office. I want to understand people. You're at a Democratic Party rally, and you're one of those 160 people in North Carolina clapping for her because of what she's going to do. She's in office now.
Yeah.
Do it now. And yes, we'll get it. Here's some of her ideas, by the way, coming up. Here. This is just absolute classic. Go to the next one for me, Naz. Joel Pollack tweet. Here's all their promises. I've got a litany of them right here in my stack of beautiful stuff. Holy moly, I got through nothing. I've got a whole Ukraine thing I'm trying to get to so bad right now. You have Russia basically raiding a unguarded portion of Russia, which I can't digress in this. I got to stay on Kamala or I'll be on the Ukraine for 30 minutes. But anyway, Joel Pollack, Kamala Harris just promised to build 3 million new homes. So this is her plan. She is going to build. Who's going to build 3 million homes? Our government's going to build 3 million homes? That sounds like a great idea. Doesn't that sound like communism, socialism to you? Mm-hmm. The government's going to build 3 million homes. You know what that is? 15-minute cities leveraging you into a one-world commerce system, a single access point to all commerce controlled by them as you live in your cubicle inside of a 15-minute city. That's where all of these homes are going to be built. 15-minute cities where you're supposed to have your electric car, but there is no electric grid that can support electric cars, so you're all on mass transit, and all that transit is controlled by a QR-coded mark of the beast on your phone and your banking and everything else, and they don't like you, they just turn it off for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what these 3 million homes are all about. But in nearly 3 years since passing $7.5 billion budget for EV charging stations, by the way, that was signed in early 2021, $7 billion. Do you think that $7 billion is sitting in account, or was it already spent buying off other Democrats and other Democratic Party supporters and NGOs at the border? What do you think? Do you think that $7 billion for EV charging stations is actually sitting in an account? Because after that was signed in 2021 to build, it was 500,000 EV charging stations, what they're supposed to build with that $7.5 billion. They built eight so far in 3 years. Eight. That's up from one that I thought seven. They built eight. And now she's going to build 3 million homes. They couldn't build 500,000 EV charging stations with a $7.5 billion budget. They built eight in 3 years. Eight, gosh, I'm trying to remember what that other one was. They're budgeted for. Oh, they were supposed to it's Harry Balls now, but Harris Waltz now, but under Biden Harris, really, it's Harris Biden. They were supposed to build build the infrastructure for everybody to have internet access. Which, by the way, infrastructure is as simple as Starlink. So basically, sign everybody up for Starlink. I'm trying to remember the budget. I believe it was $200 billion.
It's $40 billion.
$40 billion. Was it that low?
Yeah.
$40 billion. They're $40 billion. that were budgeted. Yeah, here it is. Aaron got it for you. Fact sheet, Biden-Harris administration announces over $40 billion to connect everyone in America to affordable, reliable, high-speed internet. Now, out of that $40 billion, let's add up how many people got affordable, reliable internet. Zero.
Zero, yeah.
And that was allocated, I don't remember how long ago. A while ago. 40 billion people. And all you have to do, listen, you could take that $40 billion and simply pay everybody Starlink fee. Which, by the way, of course, I'm completely opposed against. As I am opposed, I'm completely opposed to the government building three million government homes. That's what they're doing inside of Canada, too. You want to be ruled by Justin Trudeau? That's who she is, if not worse. I don't know if she could. I don't know if anybody could be worse than Castro's son. But anyway, go to the next one for me now. It's Unusual Whales tweet. Here's I'm giving you her outline. This is her plan. This is her agenda for our economy. This is the Harris agenda. So far, build 3 million government homes. Just in, Kamala Harris has proposed elimination of medical debt for millions of Americans. So they've already relinquished the debt of you know, college debt of students already against SCOTUS ruling, which, by the way, gives us all license to blow off SCOTUS rulings because that's what the federal government's doing. It's just like local governments blowing off ICE, blowing off federal law by not obeying ICE detainers in their sanctuary cities, right? If they can do it. I mean, what does the SCOTUS do when you blow them off? They do nothing. They don't have a SCOTUS police department. So just in, I'm not advocating violence in any way, shape, or form. I am not advocating violence in any way, shape, or form. But just in, so she's going to eliminate everybody's medical bills. We're already $35 trillion in debt. And if you watch pieces of that rally, that North Carolina rally with 160 people there, and everybody's clapping these things.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how stupid can you be? That you're sitting there clapping for the government to build 3 million homes to eliminate everybody's medical debt. Where do you think this money's coming from? Everybody thinks that the government produces products that provides an inflow of cash? No, that's coming from you, you stupid idiots. You're paying somebody else's medical bills. You're paying somebody else's college tuition. You're doing it, and you're clapping for it? Or you know what? You're like, well, there's a lot of people that don't actually pay taxes. Well, you know what? If you bankrupt the country and the dollar becomes meaningless, we descend into anarchy. So why are you doing this? You're clapping for descending into anarchy when they completely de-dollarize the globe in the United States of America via hyperinflation? All right, go to the next one for me. Freja Video. Is that where I'm at, Naz? Okay.
Yes.
This is what's she going to do if you want to buy one of her $3 million houses. Play for me.
We also know that as the price of housing has gone up, the size of down payments have gone up as well. Even if aspiring homeowners save for years, it often still is not enough. So in addition, while we work on the housing shortage, my administration will provide first-time home buyers with $25,000 to help with the down payment on a new home.
So there you, all these people are clapping for their own destruction.
Yeah.
You're $35 trillion in debt, you idiots. You're clapping for your own destruction. If the government continues to print money to pay people's down payments on houses, you lose all of your money. You de-dollarize the United States of America. There is no gold standard. This is printed money. The Fed, a private institution, is printing money and then buying their own interest on the debt that they are printing. It's a giant circle bleep symbiote inside of the Fed. It's all fraud. It's all monopoly money already. It's our own beliefs that are holding it together because there is no gold standard because Richard Nixon idiotically removed it. But they're all clapping. Oh, we're going to get 25,000. Let's do the numbers on that in my own head. I'll just do them for you. Aaron, back me up. Naz, back me up. Make sure my numbers are right.
Yep.
So you're going to get $25,000.
Yep.
Again, this will remind Aaron of this story. Gosh, it's 10:19. Crap. All right. Back in the day, back during COVID, when they were closing everybody's businesses and everybody was losing their homes,
yeah,
and they were giving everybody a stipend of $600 a month, but your mortgage payment's $1,800 a month. But don't worry, not only are we giving you a stipend for that, we're also going to give you a discount on solar panels. So while your home is being foreclosed on, is that the right word? For your house is being foreclosed on, you can get a coupon for $600 off of $25,000 solar panels.
Yeah.
That's what the government was doing. Offering $600 a month for your $1,800 a month mortgage and a coupon for $500 off solar panels that cost $25,000.
Helpful.
Yeah, I mean, right. So they're giving you basically a coupon that's useless to you because you already can't afford your rent or your mortgage and you're being foreclosed. Now you're already in the foreclosure procedure as you get $600 a month to pay an $1,800 a month mortgage. That's how our government works, by the way. They're doing that for businesses, too. You have a lease every month. It's a lot of business. You won't believe it's this high, but it is. It's $10,000, $15,000 a month for a little pizza shop. $10,000 to $15,000 a month. And if you're like in a downtown metropolitan area, and they're giving them a check per month for rent for $600. And imagine $600 going all around the United States, $7 trillion spent on COVID. Remember, $7 trillion spent on COVID, but only $800 billion went to COVID. Where did the other $6.2 trillion go? Nobody knows. That's the truth about the United States of America. Everything else is crap. Yep. That's what's true about America right there. We have absolutely no idea. So these same idiots are now going to give people $25,000 for down payment. The only problem is the average home cost in America is $411,000. So let's do the numbers together and we'll just break it down. We'll make it $400,000. So for a down payment, you need 20%. So what is 20% of $400,000? $80,000. And she's going to give you $25,000. Can't even get a house for that. If you want a $200,000 house, with 10% of that would be what, $20,000, right?
Yeah.
All right. So you have to put down. $40,000.
Yep.
You get $25,000. What else can you actually afford? None here. Not where I live.
Thanks, Kamala.
And believe me, you're like, Tom, you must be like rich and bougie. No, I'm not. I built my house for $238,000. That's what I built my house for. It's worth a lot more than that now because it's in Florida. But listen, there's all kinds of house pricing in this area. Good luck finding anything for less than $300,000, let alone almost anything for less than $350,000. And most of them are well into the fours. But yeah. Kamala Harris is going to send you $25,000 for a house you can't buy.
Wow.
Maybe you get to keep $25,000. I have no probably. If it's run by our government, you'll still be able to keep $25,000.
True.
To usher us into $37 million worth of debt. Kyle Becker video, Donald Trump just crushed Kamalanomics. Play for me, Naz.
Look at this. This is the cost of food. This is the cost of your basics. Every single thing is up. Eggs up 48%. Cookies up 27%. Look at what's going on. Butter up 31%. And this is just the beginning. It's a disaster.
Now, I ripped the crap out of his campaign. I didn't really rip the crap out of his campaign. I questioned his campaign managers because rumor had it that he was possibly firing them. Of course, that came from Anthony Scaramucci. So who knows? Who's ever doing this right now? Brilliant.
Yeah.
Freaking brilliant. This is what you do. Stay on target, just like Star Wars, the end of Star Wars. The only two good Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back. The rest of them suck. But except for that one fight scene with Darth Vader when he comes on and kills everybody. And that one, I can't remember which one that is. But anyway, that one's great. I know that was very important for everybody to know. But who's ever doing this for Donald Trump? This is what you do. Stay on target, because this is where everybody's actually living, paying those prices. That's what you do. So Kamala Harris, here's her response to that. These out of control prices. Here's her response. I mean, therefore I am video. Play for me, Naz.
And I will work to pass the first ever federal ban on price gauging on food.
Okay, listen, guys, can we play that? Did you already cut it all off? Can we actually play one more?
Yeah.
The older millennial, can we play that? Because this will bring great explanation to it. If I just got Aaron the win on this, I'm going to hate myself.
No.
Is Aaron out?
Aaron's out. I'm out. Naz is out, too.
I want Naz to win. Dang, I wanted Naz to win. You can still send in times. It's still up in the air, folks. Still up in the air. Now, I want to know, what is price gauging? Because that's what she said. Do you know why she said that? Because she's an incoherent imbecile.
Yes.
That's why. She doesn't even know that it's gouging. She said price gauging. Yeah. Just like she said hospitality. The hospitality workers. Absolutely clueless wonder. So she's actually saying that the answer to your housing costs, remember, is there any way for you guys to find that one slide with all those price increases on it?
Yeah.
If you can slide that on there. Her answer to that and all those prices going up is that somebody is behind the scenes. Yeah, throw it, perfect. Thank you, Naz. Somebody is behind the scenes price gouging.
Yeah.
That's her answer. Okay. Question is, aren't you in office now? Why don't you go after those price gougers now?
Yeah.
Why are you waiting till January 20th of 2025? Why don't you go after them now? Go get them, Cammy. Go get Tim Horse Seaman Waltz and go get them. Go get them. You're in office. Go get those price gougers right now. If there was actual price gouging, the Republicans would help you go get them. But you know why there can't be any price gouging? Because there is no national emergency. That's the only time there can actually be price gouging.
Mm-hmm.
So all of these prices that are way up are because of price gouging. So let's look at the older millennial. Follow this guy on Twitter. He's fantastic. Is there actually price gouging on? Price gouging going on? What are the margins of profit? What are the profit margins? Or really in this video, what is the profit margin of one of the largest food providers, food disseminators in the country? What's their profit margin? Let's check. Older millennial video. Play for me, Ness.
I decided to take a swim, but I didn't want to miss out on correcting these liberals and their misinformation. So Brett says it's not the grocery stores themselves that are the problem. It's the vendors supplying the grocery stores and their profits. Redo this post and show that data. Okay, let's do that. So here's the profit margin information for Sysco, the number one grocery supplier in the country. Now, what we're going to look at is net profit, because this is profit after all expenditures and tax. Now, pre-COVID in 2019, Sysco's net profit margin was 3%. It's pretty consistent with their historic profit margin. Before COVID, it was 3%, and everybody was cool with that. Now, this is where it gets wild. During the height of COVID, Sysco actually accepted a net loss in order to make sure all the grocery stores in the country were supplied with food and people were taken care of. Sysco ate a net loss for almost 2 years for the good of the country. Now their profit margin is a net of 2.66%. Remember, before COVID, it was 3%. Their profit margin is less than it was before COVID. So where's the price gouging? Stop trying to blame companies for this. Stop trying to blame them about price gouging or trying to make outrageous profits. Both the grocery store and their main supplier are making smaller profit margins now than they did before COVID.
What can be unburdened by what has been.
We win.
Just lies. Absolute lies. Sysco took a net loss during COVID, and now their profit margin, just like we talked about last night, just like we put out the graph, showed you last night the actual data. Sysco now, that was backing up the grocery store data from last night, which they're making a 1-2% profit. She considers that to be price gouging. The reason why your chicken is up, you know, whatever, 23% is because the chicken provider, Sysco, is making 2% profit. So your chicken's up 23%, but Sysco, who delivers the chicken patties, is making 1%. And she's going to say the reason why your chicken price has gone up or your egg price has gone up 47% is because Sysco's making 1%. Mm. And somehow she's going to ungouge that 23% on a company that's only making 2%. You're like, Tom, this makes no sense. I know, Tom, why are you screaming? That's all I know to do. I don't, because I again, Aaron and Naz, explain it to me. Tell me how to explain it to people. There is no, the simple explanation is everything she says is bold-faced freaking lies. Everything.
Yeah.
And Donald Trump, most of the time, is telling you the truth. And every time, that woman is lying.
Yep.
All right, that's it. Who had 10? Anybody have 1029?
Someone did have 1029.
All right.
For sure.
These are the bet ones.
These are the paid bets.
Right, that's okay. If anybody had 1029. If anybody did, send it in the chat right now because it's over. Show's over right here. Okay, there it is. That's it. Yeah, because we'll send you some stuff. Seriously, if you did. If anybody had 1029, I'm going to send you some free gear.
Mike Griffith said 1029.
Oh, I know Mike. Mike, yeah. Just come and get it from me on Sunday. I'll get you some free gear.
Oh, yeah, he did. Yeah. Yep, I see it.
All right, there we go. Mike, Mike is the winner. Everybody, thank you guys so much. Snarl Barkley, now a monthly supporter. Love you, Snarl. Really do appreciate you. Fedora the Explorer. Here are all of our Rumble rants. $20, Nude Monk, $20. Itchin' McGroin, $10. That sounds like Timmy Waltz. Tammy Margritter, $10. Dave Souders, $5. Wendy Wild, $5. USMC, United States Marine Corps, Fitz, $5. Buckeye Nut, 1968, $5. Aaron Yeager, $5. Hassle Free TV, love you, brother. I know who you are, $5. And Naz Yeager, our associate producer, $5. Appreciate you guys. Listen, I know it's late. I intended to be over at 10:10. I did. I really did. I thought I'd be able to pull it off. I didn't think I'd go so long on the Biden stuff. But anyway, I didn't think so. And of course, today, I thought when I was preparing the podcast, I send in all these slides to Aaron. Aaron, I'm not kidding you. When I went on to look, I honestly thought I had about 7 slides. And I had 43.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I thought there were 7. There was like 40, 43, 48 slides, whatever. But anyway, stick around for the post game. It's awesome. Seriously, the post game is awesome. I'm done screaming at you, but the post game is awesome. There's a comic on there that you got to see. Kind of imitates Trump. Great stuff. Love you guys. I'm going to miss you. Hey, join us Sunday morning. Foundation Church. No matter where you are, don't go to those weak, spineless, COVID-caving, Bible non-preaching, lukewarm churches. I used to 5 years ago, I tell you, you know what, find a local church. Listen, if all your local churches suck, just join us. Just join Foundation Church. Join us online every Sunday. Make us your church. We give you full church service from afar. I would never have said that 5 years ago, but since most churches are COVID-caving, spineless little worms, you gotta just go to the real church. Church that never closed and never, ever will. 10 o'clock Sunday morning, Aaron starts singing about 10:20, somewhere in there, 10:15, 10:20 after announcements. So you'll see Aaron pop on at about 10:20. I'll start preaching between 11 and 11:05. Join us. Well, you're going to hear things come from the pulpit you never thought you'd hear.
That's true.
This Sunday. There's things I've cut from the pulpit because I was reproved from my wife about things. And Aaron kind of subtly reproved about some things that I don't need to be saying from the pulpit. But anyway, join us on Sunday morning. Love you guys. Appreciate you all in the chat. I'll be in the chat during the post game. Stick around for it. All right. God bless you guys. See you Sunday morning. If not Sunday morning, see you Monday night at 9 p.m. Love you all. God bless you. That if you did what God wanted you to do every day for years, you would never see your prayers go unanswered. And I mean specifically. I don't mean, well, yeah, they were answered, but it really wasn't what I wanted, so I'm getting the deep meaning out of it. No. I'm talking about specifically what you want. If you did what you're supposed to do every day for years, they would get all of your prayer requests and all the answers would get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger just sitting under the Word of God. There's nobody, I tried that. You didn't try it but for a week. You didn't try it but for a month. You didn't try it but for a year. You go to anybody who's done it year after year after year. They, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10, never stumble. Never.
If you enjoyed watching the Tom Lipley podcast, please consider investing in our program. Go to tomlipley.com and donate $25 or more, and we will send you this TLP mug warmer. We look forward to you tuning in next week, and thank you for giving.